模拟卷八 Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paperAnd decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Hello, Jane. How lucky to run into you. Can you and Tom come to dinner tomorrow evening?
I think so. I don't think we are going out for window shopping.
Question. How does the woman respond?
Does Monica speak English well now, Carl?
Oh, no. Monica isn't a very good language learner. She learns new sentences quickly, but she also forgets them fast.
Question. How is Monica's English?
Three. When does the next shuttle bus leave?
You have just missed one by 20 minutes. We have a bus every 45 minutes, so you'll have to wait for a while.
Question. How long does the man need to wait for the next bus? Four. Your daughter seems to have made much progress in playing the piano. Did she attend any piano classes?
Yes, she took lessons twice a week, but from next week on, she will go to the class on Monday evenings only.
Question. How often did the woman's daughter have piano lessons?
Five. Did you have lunch at an inn?
No, we took our own lunch in a picnic basket. We had it on the riverbank.
Question. Where did they eat? Six. Didn't you like the trip to Paris?
Oh, sure, it was fun. But we could do something different next year.
Question. What do you think the man mean?
Seven.What about Peter's work?
He doesn't do it. When I ask the class to do an exercise, he sits and looks out of the window.
Question. What does the woman think of Peter?
Eight. Are you and your father going shooting tomorrow, Bill?
Yeah, you know, with cameras?
Question. What is the man going to do tomorrow? Nine. I often mistake Tim for Bob. Can you tell them apart?
No, they look so much alike that they even confuse their mothers and teachers sometimes.
Question. What is the probable relationship between Tim and Bob?10. I need 2 IDs and your account number before I can cash your check, sir.
Sure. Here's my passport and driver's license, and my account number is on this card.
Question. What does the woman probably do?
Section B. Directions.In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
There was a woman in Florida who was recovering from a long-time illness. She enjoyed sitting on her front porch in her wheelchair, and on this day, she sat watching her son work under his automobile. He had raised it on blocks of wood and removed the wheels. Suddenly, the car fell on top of the body. She screamed for her husband, who ran to assist, but he could not lift the car. He climbed into his own car and sped off for help. The mother could hear her son's cries were growing fainter, and she knew she must do something. But how? She hadn't walked in months. Nevertheless, she realized that her son was dying before her eyes and that she was the only one to help. She raised herself and walked shakily to the car. She managed to lift it. The car came up a little, just enough to let the boy free. Then she collapsed. Her doctor could hardly believe it. "I will always wonder," he said, "how far she might have lifted that car if she had been well and strong." Call it a miracle or call it hope, this mother found that she needed to face the crisis. And so it is with all of us. You may feel weak or unable to cope, but you have strength to overcome seemingly impossible challenges ahead.
Now listen again, please.
There was a woman in Florida who was recovering from a long-time illness. She enjoyed sitting on her front porch in her wheelchair, and on this day, she sat watching her son work under his automobile. He had raised it on blocks of wood and removed the wheels. Suddenly, the car fell on top of the body. She screamed for her husband, who ran to assist, but he could not lift the car. He climbed into his own car and sped off for help. The mother could hear her son's cries were growing fainter, and she knew she must do something. But how? She hadn't walked in months. Nevertheless, she realized that her son was dying before her eyes and that she was the only one to help. She raised herself and walked shakily to the car. She managed to lift it. The car came up a little, just enough to let the boy free. Then she collapsed. Her doctor could hardly believe it. "I will always wonder," he said, "how far she might have lifted that car if she had been well and strong." Call it a miracle or call it hope, this mother found that she needed to face the crisis. And so it is with all of us. You may feel weak or unable to cope, but you have strength to overcome seemingly impossible challenges ahead. Questions. 11. Which of the following was true about the mother?
What did the father do when the accident happened?
13. What can we infer from the story? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
I suppose we have different ways of admiring our heroes. But who are real heroes? Here is a little quiz. Name the 5 wealthiest people in the world. Name 5 Olympic gold medalists. Name the last 5 winners of your national beauty contest. Name 10 people who have won the Nobel Prize. Name the last 6 Oscar winners for Best Actor and Actress. These people, of course, are the best in their fields. But fame is fleeting and outstanding performance is too soon forgotten. Now try another quiz. List a few teachers who aided your journey through school. Name 3 friends who have helped you through a difficult time. Name 5 people who have taught you something worthwhile. Think of a few people who have made you feel appreciated and special. Think of 5 people you enjoy spending time with. Name 6 heroes whose stories have inspired you. If you found the second quiz easier, it may be because those people who make a difference in our lives are not the ones the most honored or honorable. The people who make a difference are those who care. They may never have seen a battle, never scored a winning goal, never been featured in a magazine, but they have been busy helping you to be the best you can be. Let's thank our real heroes, and maybe you are someone's hero.
Now listen again, please.
I suppose we have different ways of admiring our heroes, but who are real heroes? Here is a little quiz. Name the 5 wealthiest people in the world. Name 5 Olympic gold medalists. Name the last 5 winners of your national beauty contest. Name 10 people who have won the Nobel Prize. Name the last 6 Oscar winners for Best Actor and Actress. These people, of course, are the best in their fields. But fame is fleeting and outstanding performance is too soon forgotten. Now try another quiz. List a few teachers who aided your journey through school. Name 3 friends who have helped you through a difficult time. Name 5 people who have taught you something worthwhile. Think of a few people who have made you feel appreciated and special. Think of 5 people you enjoy spending time with. Name 6 heroes whose stories have inspired you. If you found the second quiz easier, it may be because those people who make a difference in our lives are not the ones the most honored or honorable. The people who make a difference are those who care. They may never have seen a battle, never scored a winning goal, never been featured in a magazine, but they have been busy helping you to be the best you can be. Let's thank our real heroes, and maybe you are someone's hero. Questions 14. Which statement is true according to the talk?
According to the speaker, who of the following are examples of real heroes?
What does the second quiz illustrate? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, nice to meet you here.
Me too.
This is quite a nice swimming pool, isn't it?
I'll say. Is this your first time in this hotel?
Oh no, I stay here every time I'm in New York on business. What about you?
This is my first time here without my family. I decided that I just wanted some time for myself this weekend.
Good for you. My name is Bernard Smith, but you can call me Bernie.
Hi Bernie, I'm Jane.
So, Jane, what do you think is the best part of this hotel? I mean, something about the hotel that attracts you most because you're a bit of an expert and all.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but the service here is much better than at most other hotels. Considering the price of the rooms here, you might not expect the service to be anything special, but I feel like I'm treated like a queen whenever I'm here.
I agree that the service is great, but my favorite thing about this place has got to be the breakfast. I mean, have you seen so many choices anywhere else?
Well, you have a point there, Bernie. I do love eating breakfast here, and I guess I usually talk about it whenever people ask me how my trip to New York was.
Now listen again, please. Hello, nice to meet you here.
Me too.
This is quite a nice swimming pool, isn't it?
I'll say. Is this your first time in this hotel?
Oh no, I stay here every time I'm in New York on business. What about you?
This is my first time here without my family. I decided that I just wanted some time for myself this weekend.
Good for you. My name is Bernard Smith, but you can call me Bernie.
Hi Bernie, I'm Jane.
So, Jane, what do you think is the best part of this hotel? I mean, something about the hotel that attracts you most because you're a bit of an expert and all.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but the service here is much better than at most other hotels. Considering the price of the rooms here, you might not expect the service to be anything special, but I feel like I'm treated like a queen whenever I'm here.
I agree that the service is great, but my favorite thing about this place has got to be the breakfast. I mean, have you seen so many choices anywhere else?
Well, you have a point there, Bernie. I do love eating breakfast here, and I guess I usually talk about it whenever people ask me how my trip to New York was. Questions 17. How many times has the woman been to this hotel?
What do the two speakers have in common?
19. Why does the man think of the breakfast as the favorite part of the hotel?
20. What can we learn from the woman when she talks about the hotel?